from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Secretary of Defense in a surprise visit to Afghanistan. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the U.S., with its new strategy for breaking the deadlock with Taliban insurgents, is not going to give up the fight in Afghanistan.
As NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg said last week at the United Nations, this is about making sure that Afghanistan doesn't once again become a safe haven for international terrorists. And the best way of doing that is to enable the Afghans to have defense security forces which are strong enough to do just that.
Hours after he arrived, a rocket attack on the Kabul airport wounded five people. The Taliban claimed responsibility. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, who's also in Kabul today, affirmed NATO's commitment as well to Afghanistan. President Donald Trump said he'll be visiting the U.S. Caribbean territory of Puerto Rico along with the U.S. Virgin Islands next week. After both suffered from the effects of two major hurricanes in recent weeks, Irma and Maria.
Both have been devastated, and I mean absolutely devastated by Hurricane Maria, and we're doing everything in our power to help the hard-hit people of both places.
Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello on Tuesday sought to deflect criticism about the U.S. response when asked if he believes Mr. Trump understands the situation is serious and that the island now faces.
I am confident that he does, and I fully expect his support on this effort. He has verbally made that clear to me.
Nearly all of Puerto Rico's infrastructure was destroyed or heavily damaged by Maria. The federal government has increased emergency funds. Thousands of federal emergency workers are on the ground, and thousands of U.S. troops are on the way. This is VOA News.